This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey Mishnah Vav Asara Nisyonos Nisu Avuksenos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bamidbar. There were 10 trials and tribulations that Klal Yisrael tested Hashem with these 10 trials Bamidbar. Okay, we tested Hashem. Shenema Leinas Oisi Ze'esa Pa'amim. As it says, Leishom B'Koyli, and you didn't listen to my voice. So these were the 10 tests that we tested at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In 10 areas, we complained. So that was Asor Nisyonos and Nisu Avisenu at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what are they? So the Rav tells us, Shnayim by Yom, two by the Yam. Once when they went down to the Yam, they said, what's going on over here? Why do we have to come here? They said we could have died in Mitzrayim. They came out to Maroso and they complained. That was the second. Next was in Refidim. That they said, Vayoravam and Moshe, Shnayim Bamon, they tested Hashem too, as in the Mon. Here means they, and they tested Hashem. Come on over, the whole thing is that they did things where people challenged Hashem. Well, because they were Oivan Aveirs, Hashem told them not to do. Shnayim Bamon, Lo Teitzu, Hashem said, don't go out, but yeah, so they went out. Don't go out. Yisha Al Yosin, men of the Quran, Yisha Al Yosin, men of Yosiru. Not supposed to leave it over, left over for the next day. Shnayim b'slav, with the slav, quail, rishon b'shivta asir abasa. Like I said, we need basa. We had basa in the Mitzrayim. B'slav asheni ma'asuf hashav b'kirbo. The asafs hashav b'kirbo. They started up with Klal Yisrael. Echa be'egel, one of the egel. They started up with the egel. They went against Aaron and they said, let's make an Elohim. Let's make for our God. And the Mis'oininim, they complained. And then the Miraglim, Luasiri, that's the 10th one. Sham Nem, it says over there, those are the 10 Mis'oininim. And that's what was the one which they were nixed at not to go into Eretz Yisrael, as the Maran Echad says. It was Nagab HaMibah Shalai Kosvah Esau Achid Lashon Hara. Zeh. That's the problem. The Teva Zeh, Mashma Achid Zeh. That was mixed at Eretz Yisrael. That's the Maran Echad. And in the Ovis of Nos, apparently, it says with a different sheet of the Ten Nisyonos with Asa Hashem. But again, here we see also the Erech HaPayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we spoke in the first Mishnah, that even though Klal Yisrael tested Hashem and complained, Hashem didn't wipe them out, and didn't go to the Gzeira, they're not to go to Israel until much later. But this we have to understand that this is something very, very, very difficult. That a person has challenges in his life, has to know that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us, these tests, our job is not to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our job is to, is this world is a test for us, and we have to be made steadfast in our Amunah. Hagam, that we say that this was a lot of them were the Dor HaMidbar, but we know the famous Yisoyim from Chaim Shmulevitz and from others that Hagam, they were the Dor HaMidbar, they saw great Nisim, but everything came to them on a silver platter. Rosh Shiv Chal Yom HaShavah L'Cheskel Mbuzi. They didn't have to work for their Amunah and work for it. It was given to them on a silver platter. Therefore, it didn't last as much. Many people say this, you saw it. They would come to a Madrega where you have a Dor HaMidbar, people that swear and see us Mitzrayim. And they can go around, turn around, and test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You saw the nisim already. What's the pshat? But Hashem can't do anything. And that you'd ask Hashem all these questions. Why, you know, I'm challenging Hashem. Can you do this? Can you test Hashem? What's the test? We saw Hashem. That's what Hashem did everything. It changed the whole order of the world in Mitzrayim. And that's why it was so great, these tests. Because after they saw, but again, the person doesn't work. Put the amuna inside of him, that should become mamish part of him. He's very, very apt that, that as soon as he has a challenge, it's not enough just to believe. It's not just to have the belief, to know the belief. It has to be something that's tangible by you. Like the Chazon Ish says, that it's not the amuna bitachon. Bitachon is the actual living. You live with this amuna. You're so better with the amuna. The amuna is so real to you that you live it. Lamaisa. That anytime things go on, you treat it as a test of Hashem, but to show, the test to show that you really have amuna. And if things are going well, things are going easy, it's very easy to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a difficult moment, things are a little bit rough, that's when the moment you have to trust in Hashem. That's what we have to mechazik in Rabbi Yisrael. You see it through our midbar, they can come to everybody and ask you, a person has to mechazik himself, tamid, in the inner of Lulu B'tochen, in order that he should be strong when the time comes for a test, be able to withstand and uphold himself and be strong no matter what.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.